It's Thursday, 27th of August, and you're listening to The Greencast from Game Grin. Next week is the release of Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, and the reviews have been popping up here, there, and everywhere, as well as some spoilers we've all been avoiding. So tonight, let's talk Metal Gear. I'm your host, Cal, and joining me we have Hamilton, Ace, and Fowler. But first, because none of us are playing Phantom Pain just yet, let's talk about the games we've been playing in the past week. So let's get on a roll. What have we been playing?
Well, I've been playing Sword Art Online RE Hollow Fragment, which I found out is going to take me about 100 hours, give or take, because it's two games in one. And they do take place after the anime. I also found that out.
Is it an MMO?
No, it's a pseudo-MMO. All the AI characters pretend, act like they're real-life players.
Oh, that's weird.
What, so it's an MMO that's not an MMO?
It's an MMO simulator.
there's no simulator.
There's no ability to log out and save. It's all auto-saves on checkpoints, and you can't even pause, like an MMO.
It sounds misleading with the title, if it's called Sword of Art Online.
Sword Art Online. It's based on the anime, which was called Sword Art Online, which is based on the manga called Sword Art Online.
Now, they're always based on a manga, based on an anime.
So blame the original creator for the stupid title.
Yes.
That sounds like the, what's that one? There's one called Hack, or something like that.
Dot Hack, yeah.
Yeah, there was a bunch of games to do that as well.
Yeah, they were on the PlayStation 2. They were also based, can you guess, on an anime.
And an anime.
but you could pause those. They were more like RPGs rather than pretending to be an MMO.
Is it any good?
It's all right. For an RPG, it's pretty good. But the other game I've been playing this week is my favourite, Party Hard. You're a psycho killer who's had enough of people partying at all hours of the night.
That's what you were streaming the other night, right?
That's right. Because it's actually got inbuilt Twitch streaming. If people are watching you, watching your stream, and they type in 1, 2, or 3 in the chat, it tallies up the votes, and I'd say random event, but it's you can see which event is going to happen. Like a limo will turn up with more people, or a bear will attack and kill loads of people for you, or the SWAT will come in start arresting people. So it's pretty fun, even without even when you're not streaming, going around murdering people, because I've had noisy neighbors, so I can relate.
I was just looking. I'm looking at it now on Steam. Is it a bit like Hotline Miami or similar?
It's similar in graphics and gore, but it all takes place on one screen, and you're killing partygoers who can't defend themselves, rather than people who are going to shoot you from off screen.
And everyone bitched about hatred.
Well, this is with a humorous slant rather than hatred's. Want to kill myself. I want the cops to kill me while I kill everyone else. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. What would you rate that? Party Hard, any good? Because I'm curious now. It looks quite decent.
From what I've played so far, it's a firm 8 out of 10 because it can be a bit repetitive, but each stage is different enough that it staves that off a little bit.
Nice. What about you, Fowler? What have you been playing this week apart from DayZ, which took you so long to join us?
More DayZ. The only reason I'm actually back at it is because of 0.58 being finally released, but...
Cap and Fools.
Sorry, what?
Just capping, straight capping Fools.
Yes. Well, they finally made persistence a real thing, so I'm really happy about that. Other than that, just mostly...
Are there more zombies yet?
They've actually taken them out for now.
Okay.
But for a good reason. They gave it... they took them out because it increased the server performance.
Wait, so they removed the zombies from DayZ?
Yeah, basically what was happening is on experimental, they kept them out the whole time because they noticed a huge frame increase, and then finally they realized that most people just don't care enough about the way the zombies act right now, so they just took them out entirely. They're going to figure out what's causing them to create such server-side problems and then bring them back.
I suppose that's a good way of it. I suppose, to be fair, I've seen a lot of the DayZ stuff I've been seeing recently. It's just been like Hunger Games type stuff.
And just it's more building a, like, right now I've been working with my squad to build up just a small camp. So we have like two tents, a couple barrels to store stuff in, and then we've noticed that a lot of people are finally actually moving around on the map because they've got the loot system right. So it's finally becoming more of what the game should have been.
What about Ark? Have you been playing any of the Ark? I've seen that Ace has now bought it.
Yes, I just noticed actually that he's trying to prove to me that he bought it.
Yeah, about that. It's a free weekend.
Oh,
I'm still a cheapskate.
I might actually get in on that if it's a free weekend.
I played a bit of it again, but I was having too much trouble with griefers when I was trying to build up a any kind of base whatsoever. But I've been playing that. Started testing out the new Arma 3 mod. I can't remember the name of it. It's a new zombie mod, basically. It's like a new DayZ one. And that's pretty much been it for me. Oh, I'm sorry. I did end up replaying through the Flock. My head's all over the place today. I ended up going back to the Flock because I had told Ace, and I would not recommend that to anyone.
Oh, that's got some... That's the one with soon as everyone's dead, that's it. The game's unplayable.
Yeah. I'd noticed, actually, that I started going on the Steam reviews after release, because I gave it a decent review at first, and then I realized that because I'd only gotten to play an hour at a time, I didn't realize how stale it would get after any extended period, so... Yeah, no.
Yeah, it seems a bit pointless if you buy it. Even if you buy it towards the end of the life, it seems wasted money.
Yeah.
What about you, Hamilton? What have you been playing this week?
Well, in between the...
house moving.
In between all the moving house and everything like that that's been going on, I finally managed to get around to playing games that I'm supposed to be playing. So I've been playing the... Episode 5, I think, of Telltale Game of Thrones series, which I can't really talk about any of it without spoiling it for anyone who might be listening who hasn't quite got there yet. But suffice to say, it's more of the same usual Telltale stuff. If you've played any of their games, the whole point and click, move about, dialogue, choices matter, so and so will remember this, and then they do remember it. Stuff, yeah, it's pretty good. It's sort of plateaued, as in the first episode was really good, and it's sort of been good throughout, but the fact that it has been very good throughout means that it's sort of getting a bit tiresome, if you know what I mean. It's like, yeah, it's really good, and I will probably give it an 8 or a 9, but it's just like, it's just like 8, 9, 9, 8, 8, you know, throughout the entire series, which is it just feels a bit odd to be doing it that way. But yeah. Other than that, I've only just recently downloaded, and I need Ace's help because I've forgotten how to pronounce it already.
Zen Zazenic,
which looks like a frantic bullet storm kind of game.
It's like a shoot 'em up, in it. Looks quite funky, although
it does
maybe
look pretty
a little
epilepsy inducing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully that won't happen, but I'll be playing that this week and hopefully getting a review up. But yeah, other than that, I've been playing smatterings of the usual fare of things like FIFA and Rocket League as well.
Oh, Rocket League.
Because I can't stop playing Rocket League because it's amazing.
I finally got the platinum on it on the PlayStation. Yay me. Which, by the way, one of the trophies is 500 kilometers in wheels. So you have to drive, yeah. And it's glitched, fortunately, because I got it around 90.
Oh, lucky imagine, you.
Imagine trying to get it to 500.
I'm almost but there.
Yeah. Are you? What, legitimately?
Yes.
Jesus.
I like the game.
Well, so do I.
Not enough, apparently.
I play other games too.
And I also play has been very thrown. Aggressively.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a striker as well, so I drive around a lot.
I like to defend, but I also like to get in there and attack. But this week for me, well, I've just finished playing the Black Ops 3 beta for PlayStation.
Shudder.
And hey?
Said Shudder.
Shudder?
Shudder, like I shuddered.
Oh, Black Ops. Oh, yeah, okay, fair enough. Did you play Advanced Warfare?
Yes.
Okay. Did you like Black Ops 2?
In a way. Okay, but so combined. Still nothing new.
Yeah, okay.
I thought Black Ops 2 was the crap one. Or was that Ghosts?
Ghosts was the shit one. Oh, Black Ops 2 is probably the highest rated one.
Oh, I see.
But they've more ground. The new one's more grounded, but you still boost around and jump about, and you can. It's basically a copy of Titanfall and Destiny, because they've copied Titanfall with the wall running, and they've copied Destiny because there's these specialists, and you know, like with Destiny's got the Warlock and the aptly named Titan Guardians, and they've all got their special abilities. That is pretty much the exact same abilities that the specialists have got in Black Ops 3. One's got an overpowered gun. One can jump up in the air and crash to the ground, taking out groups of enemies. One can glitch, which is really retarded. And one can die and then come back to life again, which is really fucking annoying.
So it was all right. Like that, it's supposed to be a Black Ops sim. Well, not a sim, but that someone who can bring themselves back to life.
Yeah, you. Because in Destiny, there's the Warlock has abilities where when you kill him, they can have a power to come back, rebirth. So they pretty much copied that with one of the specialists in Black Ops. It's, yeah. I enjoyed it. It was fun while it lasted. But it's, you don't want to go, I don't want to talk anymore about it because, you know, it's Call of Duty.
So is there any recoil on the gun still?
No, oddly enough. I've been playing the PC version. I did a shout out if anyone wanted a code, but I'm playing the PC version as well, just to get a feel for it. And the difference in auto aim is ridiculous. The console version's got so much auto aim. PC version has obviously none, and it makes it a hell of a lot harder. But yes, there's literally no recoil on any of the weapons. It's incredibly skill based.
Probably don't have aim assist for it.
Yeah. Other than that, weirdly enough, I've been playing some Goat Simulator.
Oh dear.
My bored times. It just came out on PlayStation, and I thought, yeah, sold it. I'll buy that. As well as some Zombie, which also just came out. You guys played the Zombie?
Are you referring to the one that was a Wii U title first?
Yes. Zombie U, now called Zombie. Or yeah. Zombie.
I actually watched Jack Frags play through quite a bit of it, and it really made me actually want to buy it.
It's pretty good. It has a weird permadeath system to it. Well, not really weird, but think a bit like Dark Souls, where you can put you push on and on and on, and then you can go back to your safe house, and that's like a bit like the bonfire, so you can save it. But if you die, you lose everything. And the only way to get your stuff back, much like Dark Souls, you have to go back to where you died and then pick your loot back. But you are a zombie. Your last character you played as, it becomes a zombie, so you then got to kill them to loot the bag with all your gear.
So oh, that's quite clever. You have to kill yourself.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
And so far I've died 3 times. One out of stupidity, because I placed a mine on the ground, and I thought, that won't go off, and a zombie comes out of nowhere, and it goes off.
So, how many different characters are there? How many times do you reckon you could die before you just before you see the same character again?
I've died 3 times so far. I've played this nameless character. What I like about it as well is they're not just the same generic character. You give a little backstory to them. So I played as the first character, I can't remember, but when I first died, I was a checkout girl. They even said her name and said, checkout girl. I was like, oh, okay. And then now I'm this cop, and it says Inspector Jake Lee. And I was like, oh, that's quite cool. But they pretty much all act exactly the same. The only time you actually see them is when you try and open something or break a door, you get a wide open third person shot of them. Because zombies might come up behind you.
Actually sounds kind of interesting, though. At least they gave some sort of attempt for a new character each time, right?
Yeah. I mean, the atmosphere is very good. And the zombies are bugger to kill. I'll give you that. It takes like 4 or 5 cracks to the head with a bat or whatever. Cricket bat.
Are there any ludicrous British accents in it?
No, they've actually been okay. Typical British.
There aren't any.
Oh, the prepper.
Ooh, crumbs, I'm a zombie.
There is the prepper guy who sort of speaks to you, because on the PS4 controller it's got a microphone, so it speaks to you through the microphone, and he sounds very much like Jason Statham.
Maybe it is Jason Statham.
I don't know, but he sounds quite cool though.
Is that the guy who like calls everything or names everything after himself? He's like, oh, Jason. There's a the prepper.
Yeah.
Yeah, he calls it, it's like the prepper bag and stuff like that, or...
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Even on the microphone, he goes, prepper here. And I'm like, why are you telling me who you are? I know who you are, because you're the only one who contacts me. But it's a fun game. So with all of us all been talking about what we've been playing this week, let's move on to this week's main topic, which is Metal Gear Solid. But it just won't be about Metal Gear... But it won't just be about the Phantom Pain, but the series as a whole, and the hate towards publisher Konami, and the uncovered working conditions at the company, as well as the departure of the series creator Hideo Kojima.
Rest in peace, sweet prince.
He's not dead.
He might as well be.
Oh, end of an era. Has anyone seen the final trailer? The launch trailer?
Yes.
Which I so hastily rushed home to write and post.
It was indeed emotive.
It was, just...
I haven't even played all of the Metal Gears.
Have you not?
No, I played one and Snake Eater, and that's it.
Yeah, Snake Eater was the last one I played as well.
Yeah, I'll give you that, it's fair enough.
I played number 4 not too long ago. Just before I got my PS4, actually.
I found Metal Gear Solid 4 the weakest, in my opinion.
I found it the most most like a movie because of the extra long cutscenes.
Well, I saw a thread on Reddit where basically it was like for those who haven't played any games and want to catch up on the lore, which I have done recently, but I didn't watch the movies. I just like read, but to like, catch up on all the background and stuff, they've like put all the cutscenes into like 2 movies, and both movies are like 4 hours long.
Jeez.
Yeah, they won an award for the longest cutscene of 27 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm. It's so incredible. I looked on YouTube because there's some guys have individually cut each film into essentially a movie. And it's like the first Metal Gear is about 2.5. Then the second one is about 3 hours. Then the third one is about just under 4. Number 4 is 7 hours. Almost.
Oh, Jesus.
That's crazy. All the cutscenes, but they've done it, combined it with gameplay as well to sort of get it all tidied together.
That's like an entire Call of Duty single player campaign.
It's longer than an entirely Call of Duty single player campaign.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, obviously the big news is getting 10 out of 10s across the board. Well, mostly across the board, 10 out of 10s and 5 out of 5s and stuff.
Well, I like the idea because they did a review of the event for the... solely for the sole purpose of them saying we don't want spoilers getting out. But there's also a bit of controversy about it because there's an online game mode called FOB, I think it's like Front Operation Base. It's basically the mother base section, a bit like Dark Souls invading. And that they couldn't access, they couldn't play it. And Konami was saying it's because the servers aren't up. They're not going to be available to the 1st of September. But a lot of people noticed, I think someone or two people from GameSpot said it was behind a paywall, which was a bit interesting.
I think haven't Konami come out to say that it's not behind a paywall anymore?
Yeah.
Because I read somewhere that it was like their solution to stopping the reviewers from getting to it.
I suppose that might be one day, because they did limit them. They said they gave them 5 days, and they said they could only play up to 30 hours.
And if you rush through the campaign, you could probably just barely do it in that, I read.
30 hours. And that would have been them doing the story mission alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hundreds of hours of content in there. I mean, to be fair, I just want to attach balloons to things.
I can't wait for the 10 hours of gameplay and then the 20 hours of cutscenes.
No, I've also read that the cutscenes are much... Well, they've...
Kojima has learnt.
Yeah, they've not so much removed the cutscenes, they've lessened them.
And they made them interactive ones, like in Batman.
Four had interactive cutscenes. Mega said 4 had interactive cutscenes.
That's just that you could change the camera angle and watch Snake smoke or watch the screen.
Okay, yeah, kinda. I mean, well, during certain cutscenes in the fourth one, you could, when someone said something, that you could mash, I think it was triangle or the X, one of the buttons, and it would do flash-ups on the screen. Like you see some pictures or photographs.
Yeah, like flashbacks.
And number 3, if you were very cheeky and crafty enough, you could hold L1 and look through Snake's eyes, and you can see certain things appear.
Can I remember that?
And one of them was seeing Eva in a bikini.
Oh, Kojima loves his busty women in bikinis.
Cheeky Kojima.
I think that's just a common thing over there.
Just like one of his Japanese animes.
Yeah.
I mean, just like we've seen animes.
There we go.
Ah, Otacon.
I can't help but feel that Otacon is basically Kojima putting himself in the game.
I would agree with that. It's sort of imagining...
There's a lot of projection there.
Basically him in it, in the game.
Which is odd, because usually when you get like a writer likes to project himself into the main character. But we wouldn't probably have as much of a badass Snake or Big Boss if he was Kojima.
Well, funnily enough, Kojima was in Ground Zeroes.
He was.
One of the missions, you have to find the names of all the Metal Gear games that he produced and rub them out or something. And when you did that, Hideo came on, "Oh, congratulations, it seems you like my games."
He was like, "Snake." Something along those lines. The old infamous snake.
Dun 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 dun.
My favourite one's always in Metal Gear Solid 3. If Snake dies or if you kill Ocelot, it says game over, and then the words slowly change into time paradox. You not seeing that?
No.
No.
Really? You know nothing. Well, apart from just the Metal Gear series as a whole and how much we love it, well, some of us do, what about these nasty little rumours knocking about that the work conditions at Konami have been, apart from the fact that Konami have been pretty much ruining their franchises,
but I haven't been following
almost
that.
They've been almost making their staff... Under Big Brother, constant watching, they've limited on breaks. If you're working on a project or you find yourself, or they think you should be moved to a different project, you might end up just looking after one of them slot machines. Pachinko. That's it, Pachinko machines, which is very depressing, apparently. You said you didn't hear about this fella.
No, I haven't been following much with Konami since Metal Gear Snake Eater. I saw some of like 5 and saw the whole balloon bit and was not intrigued at all, but so I haven't really looked into the whole bit about him leaving, well, the two of them leaving, right? MGS and Hideo?
Just Hideo.
Why did I say MGS? I thought two people left that.
I'm sure there'll be many leaving because Kojima Productions basically got renamed to some stupid section of Konami. So as soon as Hideo leaves, I'm sure multiple members of staff from that team will leave as well.
Well, they've said it's that 5 isn't going to be the end of Metal Gear Solid, but it probably is. Well,
it will Kojima's be for everyone, there. A lot of
yeah,
people.
Yeah, but I mean, like, practically, because at the same time, like, Konami, they don't give a shit about games anymore. All they give a shit about is gambling and all the other business ventures they have in Japan that are making them a lot more money than video games. Video games is always a side project to Konami, because look what they do. I mean, apart from Metal Gear Solid, they do PES, and they used to do, like, some shitey athletics games that came out on PS2. Other than that, they don't really have any flagship names. And now Kojima's gone. They'll probably just end up shutting down Metal Gear Solid as a production by Konami. And then I suppose we can hope that Kojima creates his own version with a different publisher.
Oh, that's guaranteed.
Well, back in March, when it was first rumoured that Hideo Kojima was leaving Namco, and Konami came out and confirmed it, they in that release they said... as the next step in the series, Konami has already resolved to develop a new Metal Gear title. So it's the end of Metal Gear Solid, just not the end of Metal Gear.
Metal Gear Pachinko.
Yeah, they're just going to make Metal Gear slot machines.
And then David Hayter will announce his return as the voice of Snake, and then everyone will get excited, and it will just be the voice for the Pachinko machine. Spin! Oh. Some shit like that. Well, they did have Silent Hill as well, Konami, which, well, look what that turned out.
Yeah.
Silent Hill 4 and then the PT.
Oh, I thought you meant the Silent Hill arcade game.
Oh, good. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Well, I mean, it was like, what I'd imagine is going to probably happen is exactly what happened to Silent Hill. After Silent Hill 4, which was made by Team Silent, they got ditched, and Konami basically palmed it off to a bunch of shitty Western developers to make the next one. They made Silent Hill Homecoming or something like that.
I actually don't know. I don't keep up with the
Silent Hill. Yeah, Silent Hill The Room at one point.
Yeah. I think that was the fourth one. I can't remember.
Oh, God.
I've only played the first two. That your silence basically says... Yeah, it was shit. It was awful. And then they did they brutalized the HD release of the first two, second one and third one.
How so?
If I remember right, because I don't know much about it, but a friend was telling me, because this was before the Metal Gear HD collection came out, and that was really good. And they palmed it off to some American company who was using, they were apparently using really old beta code. Like, they weren't using final code from the retail discs. So it was buggy, the sound was wrong, a lot of the voices were out of sync. They even tried to re-record all the voice acting in it to essentially change the story, which made no sense. People were like, what the fuck are you doing? And that caused a lot of controversy.
Oh my.
Yay, for Konami. I also, what else did I read? You met with PT, with Konami's dickish move of cancelling PT. As a result, I can't remember, I'm terrible pronouncing names, but Guillermo del Toro, the man behind it as well?
Yep.
He's sworn off video games. He's not going to work with them again.
Thank God. Really?
Simply for the fact that he was at Comic Con to promote a film, and he was basically talking about saying he was with THQ for this other one video game. THQ goes bankrupt, and then he works with Konami to make PT. PT gets cancelled, so he's just like, "Yeah, I'm not gonna do video games anymore."
Okay, yeah, it's his fault. So
yeah, it's all his fault. Just make a Hellboy 3, Jesus.
Do we really want another Hellboy?
I do. I enjoyed them.
I do like the first two, but I don't know. I feel like 3 is pushing it.
His new one looks quite good. I can't remember what it's called, though. It's got the geezer who played Loki in Avengers in it.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, I must Google now. And there's also Pacific Rim 2, obviously.
Yeah, that I actually did enjoy that. Even the acting was horrible, but it was one of those. The CG was amazing.
And what's not to love about robots hitting monsters with oil tankers?
Exactly.
That is a cool, fun movie.
Yeah, it was just the acting was. I knew quite a few people who said they didn't like it because of the acting. I'm like, well, what do you expect when you go to see one of those kind of movies?
Yeah. It's like you don't watch that film for the acting.
No, you watch it to watch Max beat the crap out of kaijus.
Exactly. It's like saying, oh, I go to see Mad Max for the acting.
Yeah.
Hey, there's good acting in Mad Max. I will hear no bad words against Mad Max. Don't you dare.
No bad words. What, Tom Hardy just grunting, saying water, and that's about it. Oh, and it's saying my...
I haven't seen it.
Hey,
I still haven't watched it.
Hey.
I say no more.
Hey. You try and make a load of tiny dialogue sound convincing and sound real and sound like it's a guy who's like
a
gruff loner who doesn't really talk much and goes his own way and he's got like mental issues so he doesn't attach himself to people. That's Mad Max, man. And, you know, you can't say that Charlize Theron was bad or that the guy playing Immortan Joe was bad or anything like that. It's a fucking masterpiece. If you say otherwise, I will hunt you down.
It's a masterpiece.
Okay, Liam Neeson.
Fucking masterpiece. No, so it's an awesome film.
So we've got Dom who is always shilling for Ubisoft. Now you're shilling for Tom Hardy.
I'm shilling for the masterpiece that is Mad Max.
Mad Max is a fucking awesome film.
Thank you.
I do view that.
The original.
There's also a video game coming out next week. Which is like the worst timing ever if it coincided with Metal Gear Solid. In America, it comes out the 1st of September, the same day as Metal Gear. That just seems like it's dead on arrival.
Well, they're two different types of games, and some people are going to want the American blockbuster of Mad Max and not the Japanese mindfuck of Metal Gear Solid.
I don't know. It's pretty popular over here.
I would say probably Metal Gear is more popular in the West than it is actually in Japan.
Once you the mindfuck of a story is when it's all ordered by the timeline once the timeline's ordered from start to finish, it actually makes a lot more sense. It's just because Kojima was jumping backwards and forwards with each of his games. But once they're all lined up from start to finish, like I actually did this like 2 days ago. I read the plots basically from one through to the other in one long timeline, and then you can actually make still slightly complicated, but a storyline that you can follow and understand and know where he's coming from. It doesn't help that obviously the games have come a few years apart from each other as well. So in the same way that a writer might change the way they feel about a certain character or a certain plotline, every game sort of changes with how Kojima changes as well.
So you're saying that Metal Gear Solid is the Star Wars of video games?
Not so much the Star Wars. I don't know. More like the Pulp Fiction.
But Pulp Fiction was a single movie.
Yeah, but it's...
Star Wars started in the middle, then jumped to the beginning, and this... Yeah.
Well, no, the original three started in the middle and then went to the end, and then they started from the beginning and went to the middle. But the Metal Gear series is more like Pulp Fiction in the way that it starts in the middle, goes to the beginning, goes back to the end again, then goes back to the middle, then goes to a bit before the middle, then goes back to the then goes forward to the future, and then goes back to the middle again.
Yeah, pretty much. You could happily, like, if you told someone how the story works, then you could just say to someone, play Metal Gear Solid, or play Metal Gear 2, if you wanted to. But if you started with them on Solid, you could say, play Metal Gear Solid, play Metal Gear Solid 2, and then play Metal Gear Solid 4, and that's it. You don't have to play anymore. That's Snake's story.
Yeah.
But then you could say, if you want to go back into how it all began, then start Metal Gear Solid 3, play Portable Ops, then play Peace Walker, and then obviously play 5.
And if you want to start right at the beginning, then you play with Metal Gear 1.
Yeah, Metal Gear, and then Metal Gear 2, Solid Snake.
Yeah. But yeah, Snake Eater is what you want. If you just want, like, Snake Eater is basically the start of the timeline.
Yes.
And then it's Peace Walker, I think, after that.
I know, it's Portable Ops after that.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, anyway,
I didn't even know it was actually directed by Kojima. But apparently everyone ties in Portable Ops.
Mm. Well,
yeah. Or if you're a complete idiot, you could go buy a PSP and play Metal Gear Acid.
I have both of those.
Oh, dear.
They're all right, but they're just when I bought the PSP and I got Metal Gear Acid as my first game, I thought, oh, this is going to be amazing. The graphics look great, and I realised it's entirely turn based.
Yeah, as I say, I have both of them, and I still don't know what the hell's going on with them.
And the second one came with, I can't remember, it was like a box you can put on the PSP, and it turned it into 3D.
Yep.
Did you get that? Yeah. Really fucked up my eyes. I'll give you a piece of history. I've actually got, I bought this off eBay a couple of weeks ago for a whole £2 from America. And it is Worlds of Power, Metal Gear, the novelization of the original Metal Gear game.
Oh. Was it just a separate publication then?
Well, essentially, because the first Metal Gear game, because it was directly, almostly, literally translated from Japanese, the story was a bit retarded before they went and fixed it for the later releases. So they hired a writer to make a novelization of it. So I'll tell you what it says on the back. It says, "The ultimate super weapon, Agent Justin Haley, aka Solid Snake, a human fighting machine, smart, fast, and tough. Mission? Attack a heavily guarded terrorist base and destroy the ultimate super weapon, Metal Gear. Outcome? Succeed and save the world. Fail? And the free world is doomed." The complete story of the Nintendo action-adventure game with loads of game-solving hints throughout.
Okay, then.
I've been reading through it. I haven't read the whole thing yet. But it's pretty retarded.
You got that for £2? I can see why.
It's the same age as me. It's about 25 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. 1988, bloody hell. So that's a bit of history for you. No. And the front cover, have you ever seen the film? Shit.
No.
No, not the film Shit. I was trying to remember then. The original cover of Metal Gear as well had basically, you know, back in the 80s and the 90s, they copied movie posters to put them on video games. Like Contra did it with Arnie and Stallone. For the Metal Gear, they basically copied a scene from Terminator with Kyle Reese. And he had a gun in his hand on the front cover. But in this, on the front cover of the book, he doesn't have a gun in his hand. So he's got his hands up to the side to look like he's got a gun, but there's nothing there. And it looks really stupid. Oh, wow, I got a free trading card. That's awesome. Well, there you go. That's a bit of history for you for Metal Gear. A crappy novel that came out 25 years ago.
You're going to have to give it a read and give a review of it on our next podcast.
Yeah, I would like to actually hear how this ends.
Tell us all about Kyle.
Is it actually, is it properly translated at least? Or are you reading some very broken English?
Oh, no, it is. It is genuine. But it's... Oh, it's got this lovely bit. You know, when you get these books years ago when you're a kid, it says, "This book is not authorized, sponsored, or endorsed by Nintendo America."
Oh, yeah.
So it's like the unofficial game guide. There's also, here you go, other Worlds of Power books you will enjoy: Blade Masters, Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest, Ninja Gaiden, Wizards and Warriors. How nice.
I think I had that Castlevania book. I know I had a Castlevania book.
I'll read you the first line. You'll like this. Justin Haley strode purposefully throughout the underground hallways of Foxhound Command. At age 20, he was the youngest captain ever to serve in the U.S. Marine Special Forces anti-terrorist squad known as the Snake Men. His codename? Solid Snake.
The Snake Men.
I want to play a game based on that book.
And that's how retarded this book is. Ah, dear. Well, that was fun.
I'm sure there's
still a little bit of Metal Gear history.
I'm sure there's some disturbing Otacon Solid Snake fan fiction out there as well.
Oh, gee. Oh, imagine the fan fiction out there. There's actually a Harry Potter fan fiction story, someone said to me, which is longer than all of the novels combined.
Yeah, some of those are actually quite
good,
though.
I don't see how that's possible.
I've actually read, I have read some of those, like, in forums and stuff, and they're not half bad.
There's a one which was on posted on Reddit, was someone saying that there's someone's written the first book, but from the perspective of Hermione.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It might be worth checking out. Entirely gone off topic now, aren't we?
A little bit, yeah. We could talk about the Harry Potter games and how god-awful those were.
I really enjoyed the Game Boy Advance one. That was great.
I don't remember that one.
It was Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, because mine was a knockoff American release. And it was basically an RPG. It was just a turn-based RPG. It was great.
Oh, I never played that one.
Yeah, look it up.
I only ever played the Lego Harry Potter games.
Of course you did.
Well, you can't go wrong with the Lego games.
I don't really like Harry Potter, so I'm all right.
Yeah, I was very anti-Harry Potter until I heard the audiobooks as read by Stephen Fry.
I did that as well.
That instantly turned me from hater to, yes, I like this franchise.
So I'm actually not familiar with Stephen Fry.
Really?
British the name's comedian. Not ringing a bell.
That would
be why.
Well, we'll let you off because you're Canadian.
You must be joking.
You must have heard of him.
Stephen Fry. Off a bit of Laurie and Fry. Off
never
of Black
heard of
QI. Off of QI.
No.
What rock do you live under?
A Canadian one.
I don't think I can continue.
You've boggled his mind,
fella. I will
have
to look it up.
What about Hugh Laurie? Have you heard of Hugh Laurie?
No.
He played House. Dr. House.
Yes. Oh, okay, yes.
Yes.
Right, House. So we've started down a path now. Hugh Laurie and you've just broken me, Fowler. You've broken me completely.
I'm sorry?
V for Vendetta. Seen that film?
Yes.
The large British man who hosts the game show who gets captured.
Yeah.
That's Stephen Fry.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he's amazing.
That's, I've only ever seen him in that, then.
I...
just Alex's mind.
I think everyone is a bit perplexed by this whole thing. I imagine there are lots of British listeners now who are doing the same thing, with their minds just like, what?
It's like...
Sometimes it doesn't translate over here.
It'd be like someone saying, I've never heard of Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen's a legend.
It's so Stephen Fry.
Who's Leslie Nielsen?
The guy.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. His original TV show, Police Squad, was amazing.
Police Squad is amazing. Do you know what else is amazing? According to reviews, Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah.
Nice save.
Absolute.
Metal.
A godly segue.
Very done. So we just take one quick look at, I want to say, the Metacritic now. And it's still sitting at 95. I'm sure we'll be able to get a
just
review
gotta wait.
In
get,
some
get Dawson's
point
review and give it a 1.
No. I'll cry. If that appeared on the website, 1 out of 10, I would cry. And I'd find Dawson and I would hurt him. And on that bombshell, we've run out of time. So as much as I'd like to go more about Metal Gear and go crazily off topic and argue and be disappointed in the fact that Fowler doesn't know who Stephen Fry is.
I will be looking up afterwards.
Look him up. Yes, look him up. Definitely check out as well Blackadder when you get the chance.
I can't believe you haven't seen Blackadder. That's a whole another thing. You haven't seen Blackadder.
Other topic. Dear. Well, it's time to end the show. I've been your host, Cal, and thanks to my guests, Hamilton, Ace and Fowler, you've been listening to the Game Grin Grincast. And for more of the pod and news, reviews and articles, you can find us at www.gamegrin.com, on YouTube at youtube.com/gamegrin, Facebook, just search Game Grin, and Twitter at Game Grin. Game Grin? Game Grin. And be sure to check out Game On Mag for more gaming-related news and articles. Thanks for listening, and till next time, game on.